Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
And you are indeed listening to Kaya Biz for one of our most exciting features, Ekasinomics. This is where we talk all things regarding the township economy and entrepreneurs who might be based in the township, but they're certainly not limited to operations in the township only. And today we speak to the founder of Nandigwa Dolls. Nandigwa Doll brand, Simply Beautiful, is the sole proprietor business operating from Meyerton here in South Africa. It's owned and managed by the founder, Mule Ramutibe. Mule, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Hi, Gugu. Thank you for having me.
We're so excited to speak to you because I remember being a young black South African girl who loved Barbie dolls and a teddy bear.
Yeah.
I can't recall ever owning a brown skin doll, though.
Yeah. Yep. So my daughter, how I started this brand, my daughter about 5 years ago, she said, "Mom, please go, please buy me Lady B." Oh. You know, and I'm like, "Why would you want Lady B?" So I said, "Okay, I'll go and buy you a doll, but it's not going to be a Lady B." And I explained to her why. So when we get to the retail shops, we don't find any doll that looked like her, that looked like me. Mm-hmm. And the few that we found on the shelf, to me, they were not so lookable or well presented, you know, to spend money on, you know, and this is really how the brand Nandigwa started.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that, because many of us might see these things, we might think of it that, oh goodness, if I had this idea, I would probably, you know, create a black Barbie doll for my daughter. But you took it a step further, right? From conception to actually being a company. What was that journey and experience like in terms of that process?
It really hasn't been easy, I must say. And I think, you know, when you're not an entrepreneur, it's very easy to criticize when you're sitting on the outside. And so when we found that there was no doll that looked like us, we went to the market to look for a third party that could manufacture for us. Still, we couldn't find the one that could be manufactured according to our prototype, according to our liking, till today. So it was really disheartening and very, you know, almost like a mountain to climb and nearly almost giving in. But we decided to go with what we could find in the market, and we made sure that we present her in the most dignified way possible, which is why we're using our cultural, traditional wear aspect.
Yes.
Now, besides Nandigwa, the brand being a doll, or for the most part, a lot of parents believe it's you know, they look at it as a toy, we then decided to redefine the brand, what it stands for. So Nandigwa, she's a girl that is very dignified, a resilient, ambitious, tenacious, confident, and overcome. You know, she loves herself. She knows who she is. She knows where she's from, and she understands the value of education.
Mm.
So we present Nandigwa in such a way that she becomes very educational, you know, and very motivational. So in our collection, we've got nine dolls, and each doll has her own unique story of triumph to tell.
Yes.
Right? And these are very relatable stories that each and every one of us, our little girl, and even us parents can relate to, because I always believe there's a little girl inside of all of us.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because not only do you profile these dolls within their natural heritage outfits, Tswana dolls, Sesotho dolls, Bedi dolls, I could go on, but anything that is regarded and related to South African heritage is represented, but also with words of affirmation, right? Which I find so encouraging and so different, because it's not just an idolization of beauty, but a reinforcement of a sense of self.
Exactly, because, you know, our little girls are missing on role model. And I always say, if you could have a Nandigwa, even if it's by just looking at her, you know, she affirms, if you understand the message behind the Nandigwa doll, and you look at her, especially when things are really trying, you look at her and you tell yourself, you know what, I can and I will prosper just like Nandigwa doll has prospered, especially if you understand each and every one of the ladies' stories. For example, we've got a young girl who didn't finish her matric. She didn't pass her matric in flying colors, and she went back to repeat the subject that she didn't pass, which let her down. Today, she's a graduate MBA. She's got her business. You know, she's thriving. And there's many other different stories, but all the stories, they've got one common value in them, which is education.
And I'm keen to deep dive further into that, because as you say, you need to also present us to the market. And I myself am already in love with the brand, but that's because I can relate to it. Help us unpack how this speaks to your marketing strategy in the sense of creating community, right? Because it's something easy for Black females to identify with. How do you translate that into sales and a market for your dolls?
Well, we go, for example, through my philanthropic work, I visit schools and I, you know, through the I Can and I Will Foundation, to give a motivational talk to the young girls about self-love, you know, resilience, being confident, being an overcomer, the fact that your circumstances don't have to define your destiny. That is the one aspect how Nandikwa get to be, you know, to be present in the market. And otherwise, you know, through social media platform, we keep telling our stories.
Exactly. And I like that, because it's a practical example of how you remaining relevant as an entrepreneur. But I guess to close off with, in terms of the environment and I guess understanding the manufacturing systems and access to markets, what's that journey been like for you to make sure that Nandikwa does sit on the shelves and one day will, not only in South Africa, but across the continent too? What are your frustrations as an entrepreneur being there?
Oh my word, I can go on and on. But I since learned that it's not the journey to success. It doesn't come easy, you know, and every door that is shut does not necessarily mean it's locked. So if you understand your why, you can continue and thrive in whatever it is that you do. And so because obviously finance for us was a very limiting factor, we then collaborated with other entrepreneurs. For example, we outsourced the making of the garments. So that meant we don't necessarily have to have the machines to make the fabrication of the garments, but certainly we buy and we design our own garments. And then we've got ladies that do the braiding, you know. So,
so you're creating more jobs.
Exactly. So initially I wanted to do all, and I wanted to have people working on, and you know, being on our payroll. But then that model wasn't working because it wasn't sustainable, especially because this product, it can be seasonal. And sometimes because people didn't really know about it initially, the sales were not as coming as we would have liked them to. So this is how we then managed to adapt and, you know, change our business model to outsource a lot of the departments that we're in. And that helped us to now be business ready in terms of capacity. For example, if we need to put a lot of pieces on a shop, you know, shop shelves, we're definitely ready because we have outsourced to a factory that can accommodate, you know, the orders depending on what the capacity or the order would be at the time.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. And in terms of the growth that you've had there, Osmule, because we always love to encourage South Africans to support our local businesses, entrepreneurship, and of course partnerships that can be leveraged. Where can we find you? Online and social media?
Exactly. Online, we are on www.nandikwadolls.co.za. On Instagram, nandikwa_dolls, and via our Facebook page, nandikwadolls.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you all the best going forward. I am a doting aunt of many young girls, so I'll be sure as well to make sure that we not only share the dolls experience with them, but the affirmations, as you say, that need to be reiterated in cultivating pride around their heritage as well. Thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate your feedback.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you for having us. Thank you.
That's the founder of Nandikwa Dolls, Mule Ramotebe, joining us as our entrepreneur this evening on Ekasinomics, where we've been profiling heritage and culture.
Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.